Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Cowan reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowan moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. White moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Mutual hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grote tags and scores. White tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White scores. Boyer moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowan hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowan throws the ball into Rogers, who tags Musial trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boyer moves to third. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merritt Raynou pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Merritt Raynou now catching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McCarver hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellsworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Cowan moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Burton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote strikes out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Renu for a passed ball. Flood moves to second. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Kolb now playing right field. Don Landrum pinch hits for Ken Hubbs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock pinch hits for Ernie Banks. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 0 for 1 in the game. Renu hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.